Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
I'm airing what I'm airing because we are, in fact, a democracy. And if the press were straight and honest and forthright and tough, we would be a far greater nation.
All right, that's the president. He was not happy today. And, of course, impeachment is what everybody's talking about, the inquiry anyway. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney back in our Dallas studios, a.k.a. the Gaylord, temporarily. So here's the scoop. The scoop is this. It is about the whistleblower. It is about that phone call. It's the same regurgitated information we know, and then some new information gets slammed out there. But is it slanted? Of course it's slanted. It's slanted either to the right or it's slanted to the left. I mean, this is the nation we live in. I can tell you five different sources to go to, and they're going to tell you something different. So what the bottom line is the president going to face those articles of impeachment or not. So here's just the latest tidbits. Dems are calling Trump desperate and defensive because the president, of course, calls Joe Biden and his son stone cold crooked. Hunter Biden with the connections to the Ukrainian gas company, we'll call it that, oil and gas energy company. So there are some warning signs that are out there. I mean, look, as I said, this is a polarized nation, and it depends on your point of view heading into it and really the eyes with which you look at this. I love it when people say that they are not biased. I'm unbiased. No, we have unconscious bias. And I could pull it out of every single person I meet, and it's probably from interviewing so many people, from doing this for a certain length of time, and for speaking and being around people. Even the best of us have some unconscious biases. So this is where we're at in this nation, right? And here's the bottom line. Is it secondhand information? Is it third-hand information? Because this is the thing that now is coming out about the whistleblower. So the whistleblower didn't hear the phone call, just heard something about the phone call. And it just gets more and more curious to me is what are the true details of this? What are the true details? That's what I want to know. All right, you can always let me know your thoughts by giving me a call at 855-266-5283 or 855-266-KATE. No surprise, anywhere you go in the nation, the thing that's being talked about politically speaking is what I just talked about. What's the latest, greatest on this whole impeachment inquiry thing? And then there are some other things that have happened around this country and other countries that are also kind of fodder for that water cooler machine, and we'll hit them up here in these next couple of segments. Let's go to Grimm first. Hi, Grimm. You have the floor. What's up?
Oh, I'm like you. It's really just getting depressing. But I think what I want to do is, first off, is you had a guy on your show here talking about insurance, and he talked to you about what his definition of an accident is.
Yeah.
And when I went to work offshore, my tool pusher, the very first thing that he told most anybody that came onto the drilling rig, and he told me, was, there is no such thing as an accident. Something or someone caused it. There are acts of God, but there is no such thing as an accident. And maybe he might like that if he happens to hear it. But, Kate, when it comes to this, I'm trying to think, his whistleblower form that he filled out.
Yeah.
From what I understand, from Mark Levin is that he hand wrote it. Now, I hadn't seen it. I hadn't looked at it. I don't know whether it's typed. Most everything I have seen come out is typed. But Mark Levin said the way, the manner in which he hand wrote the complaint, the original complaint, seemed more like an attorney and how they lay out. It's the layout. How an attorney will transcribe their thoughts for. Well, he's a CIA. He worked in the CIA. So I think I could personally debunk, not through handwriting, because if this is one big conspiracy, and it's supposedly, they portrayed it to handwrite it out. I think if I looked at some of his work from work, because they all have to turn in transcripts. If they work for NSA or CIA, they're doing some sort of transcript. And if I don't see the same style, the same labeling, the same mannerism, but I see copy or possibly an attorney's, well, hey, it could be a debunked that way.
Well, yeah, if it doesn't match up, strictly through a pattern handwriting, you're absolutely right. I heard him talk about that. I mean, I heard him talk about the writing, the handwriting, and I thought that was interesting. I mean, looking at the timeline of the events, looking at the call, now, what can we possibly learn from the whistleblower,
the way he kept his notes.
Yeah.
The way he does it at work.
Yeah.
It could be debunked. But yeah. I also heard there's another whistleblower complaint. Hassett has done another complaint. And I talked about this, long before Trump got even loaded in with you. I said he's going to have such an overload of Obama stuff that staffed him down at low, low levels, he's never going to be able to get rid of all of it. So, I don't know, Kate. That's the whole depressing thing.
I know.
We ain't getting nothing done for the nation.
No.
It's a mess.
Yeah, and underneath Obama, focus is this,
the conservative side didn't do this. You know, I mean, you didn't have a whole lot of complaints or oh boy.
Right, and I know what you're
totally different. I don't know.
Right. I know what you're saying. You're talking about, how much time is wasted when you put this through the mill, and especially if you keep coming out on the other side and it doesn't end up where there's anything there, which, look at the Russian investigation, how much money was spent, and then you go down in this direction, and I don't know, it's interesting. I mean, I give Mitch McConnell credit. He said, you've got to follow what the law says to follow, so you follow it, but we need to see this. We need to see the whistleblower. We need to see what the deal is. And then, like you said, if it's debunkable, it'll be debunked. That's for sure. There's no question about that. All right, thanks, Grim. Coming up on the flip side, we're going to debunk some numbers next. Stay with us.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Numbers, because there are some ugly numbers that we're going to tell you about here in a second. But first, let's start with a few of these. How about this one? The speculation about college football coaches who are already on the hot seat. You think you have problems at your job? Try coaching a college football team. Hopefully you make a lot of money, because then they have to pay you out. But already Rutgers fired Chris Ash. The he was under the gun, so to speak. And then you've got Southern California's Clay Helton, who has to be on borrowed time, but that's two, but certainly not the only one. There are others that would make that list. Charlie Strong at South Florida, 17 of the first 19 games with the Bulls he won, but he's lost 9 since then. 9 might be the cutoff number. The last one, getting beaten at home against the lowly SMU Mustangs, 48-21. So you see what I'm saying? I could add up the numbers when it comes to college football coaches. Lovie Smith, off to a slow start. Not in a good situation for him. And if something doesn't happen or change soon, he has a $4 million buyout if fired after the season. But the number drops to $2 million in 2020, $1 million in 2021. It's a numbers game. It's a numbers game. And then you have the story of Jim Harbaugh at Michigan. Oh, the former Michigan quarterback, NFLer. And then it's about the wins and the losses. So for Michigan alums, if you just don't win one of the big games, it's just not good enough. Especially if you lose to the Buckeyes. So he could be in the hot seat. So we add him up, and it looks like to me you've got probably about 7 or 8 coaches already. Mm-hmm. Wow. This is sad. Bed Bath & Beyond. It's another retailer closing. This is what we're seeing in the United States. Of course, brick and mortar is going by the boards for the most part. Not all, but shrinking the stores that really exploded and had a lot of stores in certain areas of the country. Bed Bath & Beyond certainly was one of them. It's a New Jersey-based company. They also operate Bye Bye Baby and some other stores, too. They're going to close 60 stores, and that's up from what they initially thought they were going to do. But they had a company-wide call. They talked about it, and they said they're increasing the profitability of their remaining portfolio, and they think that they can drive more traffic that way. Wow. So as of the end of August, the company had 1,534 stores, including 993 Bed Bath & Beyond stores nationwide. Phew. And they're cutting. And, of course, the reason is, I'm sure, rents, etc., not enough traffic, and so many people ordering online. And I've said this probably at least 25 times. If you don't believe me, just drive around your neighborhood and see how many of those Amazon packages have already, you know, before you even barely wake up, how many have already been delivered. It's crazy. It really is. Hallmark Christmases. They now make fun of this and they give people sweaters. It's time for Hallmark Christmas. Do you know that the movies start before Halloween so they can get them all in? They've got 40 new titles. Do you really want to hear some of them? They're gushy. How about this one? Countdown to Christmas starts on October 26th. And then The Miracles of Christmas. Yeah, A Merry Christmas Match. Mm-hmm. Nostalgic Christmas, Two Turtle Doves. Oh, boy, Two Turtle Doves. How about this one? A Blue Ridge Mountain Christmas, A Christmas Scavenger Hunt, Holiday for Heroes, Picture a Perfect Christmas, The Mistletoe Secret, which, by the way, The Mistletoe Secret, Kelly Pickler's in it, Patrick Duffy. And then Right Before Christmas, there's another one. Christmas Under the Stars, Jesse Metcalf, he seems to be a favorite. He's in that one. I won't go through them all, but you get the idea. It's already started. It's already started. I thought the pumpkins just came out. Oh, how can it be? Do you ever get trapped into doing that honeydew thing where you watch one of those Hallmark movies? I mean, you know it's going to have an upbeat ending. Isn't that the whole idea? Whether it's believable or not, that's certainly something else, right? Oh, well. Uber, trying to save face, they have tested an audio recording feature that lets you report your driver. How about that? It's a reverse engineering app. Record audio. If you're uncomfortable with the ride, what was wrong, you can just click it on and record what happened. I don't know. I think that's might be a good thing. So if there's long stops, car crashes, you know, whatever it might be. I mean, this year a South Carolina college student was killed after getting into a car she mistook for an Uber. Oof. Last year, Denver police said an Uber driver fatally shot a passenger. So there have been a couple of scary things, certainly, that have happened, and I think anything they can do to make it safer is good. So if it has to do with recording audio or whatever it might be, you know, bravo, bring it on. Right? Bring it on. How about Jim Carrey? Jim Carrey getting his literary side on. And he's written a novel called Memoirs and Misinformation. he did it with somebody else, and he now he's taking this on, and it's kind of a deconstruction of his personality. And you know, he's known for Dumb and Dumber, Man on the Moon, all kinds of movies. At 57, he decided, I'm going to turn to the written word. And he's certainly not the first actor to, you know, turn to fiction writing. Others would be Sean Penn, Tom Hanks, Ethan Hawke. They would make the list. I wonder how hard that is. If you think you're in the movie business, you're in the business of storytelling, or what I call story selling, I bet there'd be some people that could really take to that well and have a way with words, because words is their business. So that wouldn't be so shocking then just have somebody kind of clean some of it up, whether it's technically periods, commas, whatever. But it makes sense to me. I don't think it's so far-fetched to believe that that could be possible. In fact, I think I'd be surprised if you didn't see more of that. All that time in between, depending on the age group, etc., looking for the next gig. It's that business where you're constantly out of work and waiting for the next job. Amber Geiger, sentenced to 10 years in shooting that killed her neighbor, Botham Jean, in Dallas. The victim's brother felt badly when he was on the stand and said he wanted to hug her in court. This is just, the simple answer is there is no win here. It's no win for anybody. So she's going to jail. Could get 5 years, but definitely she was sentenced to 10 years in prison after a year. After dealing with this whole thing for a year, the trial comes and goes pretty quickly, really. And she could, like I said, serve less time rather than the full boat of it. But that's still down the line. She's still doing at least, I'm going to say, she's still doing at least 5 years. But, boy, it does tell you, do not leave your drawer open. Do not take anything for granted, because you just, boy, you just don't know. And that was just a terrible story that she had done back-to-back shifts, was exhausted, etc. But, I mean, exhaustion, back-to-back shifts, killing a neighbor, that's not what you would call, oh, yes, that's a fair exchange. They shouldn't have crossed paths in the first place. At least that way, we know that. All right, hang with us. Norman Miller's got quite a story to tell, and he's telling it to you on the flip side. It's going to blow your mind.
Have a pain in the neck,
ugh.
A real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
We went through hell, my administration. People were destroyed. Their lives were destroyed. Not one person colluded. They found no collusion, no nothing.
President Trump fires back at Democrats who continue to meet in secret with witnesses on Capitol Hill and push forward with an impeachment inquiry. In an exclusive interview with Hannity on Fox News at the White House, the president telling Sean,
"To me, the word impeachment is a dirty, disgusting word. I didn't do a reason to be impeached. The only reason they're impeaching is because they look at the polls and they see Moody's just came out and said under all three scenarios, Trump wins easily."
Massive damage in Dallas after a tornado hits North Texas Sunday night. People still assessing how much it will cost to rebuild homes leveled in the storm. For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Tired of overpaying for the little blue pill? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with sildenafil, the active ingredient in the blue pill. With 20 milligram generic sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results for less than $2 per pill, and again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of the little blue pill. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-365-6017 to get your generic sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-365-6017 and get your generic sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this, so call 800-365-6017 now.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
I'll tell you what, he kept me up at night the last couple of nights because I was just thinking about his story, and we talked for a long time off the air, and I'm so really pumped to welcome to Author's Corner Norman Miller. He's written a book called Inside the Cold War. Hey, Norman, how are you?
I'm very good. How are you?
I'm excellent. If somebody just heard that Inside the Cold War, your mind could kind of move in a couple of different directions, but you have a really unique perspective, and it starts with an Olympic coaching role. Explain that.
Well, I actually was in the Air Force. I used to race bobsleds and then began coaching, and that's where the story began.
And tell us about the story. What happened to you, and what did you do for the government that you were kind of pressed into?
Well, I was actually coaching the Olympic trials over in Germany when I was approached by this man who claimed that he was Canadian, worked for a British radio station, and he wanted to do a story on bobsledding with about the Americans and the East Germans, and asked me to accompany him on a trip to East Germany, where with Olympic credentials, you can go back and forth very easily, and that's how it began.
Wow. So you have the credentials, you have the access, and what was East Germany like?
East Germany was a lot like the Soviet Union. It was a very, very depressed area. people I found in these countries were no different than we are, but they were very depressed from the government's suppression.
Wow. And in seeing that, obviously, and in talking about the time, so tell everybody when, what time this year, give us a timeline of what was it like, what year are we talking about?
This was in the fall of 1987. That's when it began.
Yeah, the 87 was a significant year. So what happened to you?
Well, nothing really significant during the trips to East Germany, but it opened my eyes as to what was going on. And then at the Winter Olympics in Calgary, Canada, I had the opportunity to meet the Soviet Minister of Sports only by chance in the dining room one morning and began meeting with him with a partner of mine who was Jerome Melanowski. He was a professor from Syracuse University who taught design and was working on our technical programs. Jerome used to work for Ford Motors and designed the original Ford Mustang. And when we met the Minister of Sports, we were very interested because he made a big point of explaining to us he was half Latvian and half Russian. And at the time, initially, we were very unaware of the significance of that. Then we went to the library in Canada and discovered that Latvia had filed papers in the courts to have the papers the Soviets used to occupy them in 1940 ruled as illegal. So this kind of opened up another entrance for us.
Yeah, and when you say it opened up another entrance, it's, we're talking about the ability to spy and find out what was happening, right?
Yes, we couldn't understand why the Soviets suddenly became a world power in bobsledding because they were very, very new to it. The first Olympics they had been in was 1984, and this is 1988, and they're already a major competitor. So my thoughts were, if Latvia was successful in separating from the Soviet Union, they would rather give their secrets to the Americans rather than the Russians, because the Russians would cut their funding off. And the Soviet bobsled team was actually made up of Latvian athletes. And so my concept was, if we could get to the Soviet Union and work with the Latvians, we might get a lot of technology that would benefit us, and that's exactly what happened.
Wow. How eye-opening was this for you, this whole process? And, you know, of course, and this is part of the intrigue of the book that you can pick up on Amazon, Inside the Cold War.
Well, it was very eye-opening, and what we discovered is, before I tell you what we discovered, the United States only had one program for developing bobsleds, and both men were friends of mine. One was a physicist and a mechanical engineer metallurgist at General Electric Research and Development, and the second, who was sort of replacing him, was this professor Jerome Melanowski from Syracuse University. That was it. And the rest was just athletes. We discovered that 10% of the Soviets' gross national product at that time was spent on sports. And the Soviets had approximately 18 different bobsled programs. And everything was state-owned, but it was like General Electric had one program, IBM. All of them had these different programs. Each had anywhere from 15 to 18 experts working on bobsled development. And in addition to that, they each had competitive teams that were competing for the world team or the Olympic team.
Wow.
And so our goal was to kind of visit as many of these as we possibly could And it turned out that the United States government was interested in one particular program and was interested in us getting into that and getting photos, which we did. And that's kind of the makeup of the whole book.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, it's perfect because it's camouflage and was easy to move in and about, right? Like we're talking about.
Yes, yes. And what most people don't realize is what actually goes on with sports at that level. And while the United States Navy had an interest in these bobsleds for the Soviets, we assumed it was because of the aerodynamics. And turned out to be not the aerodynamics, but the metals used in the runners. And the concept was, which we found out afterwards, that the runners may have had a compound mixed into them so that when the sleds go down the run, the bobsled run at a high speed, the vibration would force the molecules to move around, create a slight heat increase, which would gradually melt the ice under them. Not anything significant where you would really notice it, but when you're dealing in thousands of seconds, it would make a slight edge, less resistance.
Yeah.
And so we believe the Navy had an interest in that. And but the problem began at a press conference, because while we were interested in technology, the Minister of Sports and the Latvians were interested in exposing the relationship for a political reason. And at this press conference, we announced that the Soviet bobsled team was going to come to the United States and celebrate the 10th anniversary of the Olympics at Lake Placid. That was the whole concept of the press conference. But at the very end of the press conference, this man stood up and all the lights came on, the mics came out. And we found out afterwards he was the equivalent of the Tom Brokaw of Soviet TV. And he had been flown in from Moscow to Riga, Latvia, which was actually in a police state at that time. And this was in the fall of 1989. And he said to me, "Mr. Miller, since 1940, when the Russians occupied Latvia, the Latvian socialist state has never conducted business on its own without first seeking permission from Moscow. My question to you is this: did it bother you as an American to avoid Moscow and deal directly with the Latvian socialist state?" I didn't have a clue to what he was talking about. So I stood up, my mind was racing, and I knew I had to make my answer very short and precise. So I said, "No, and I will explain why." And I said, "In my country, anytime I deal with a foreign government, I must inform my government of my actions, which I did. I'm not familiar with how to deal with the Soviet government, and I left that to the Soviet Bobsled Federation." He thanked me. I sat down. He repeated the question to Delmont Zegnais, who was the Latvian. He was half Latvian and Russian, but he was the Soviet Minister of Sports.
Wow, wow, wow. Norman, let me stop you. Hang on a second. This is fascinating. We want to continue our conversation with you, so you can stay with us, right?
Yes.
All right, hang on. We'll continue on the flip side. Shot at, in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen, well, hopefully not, while pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Norman Miller, we're talking about what happened, Latvia, and the intrigue, and of course, the declaration that he had to make. So let's pick up the story, Norman, as I stopped you in our last segment, so we can flush that out a little bit more. And you were surprised by that, weren't you?
Yes. He stated, I did not invite the Americans. The Latvian socialist state invited the Americans. They made the decision the time had come for them to make their own decisions and not Moscow. And I believe that was the first time an official actually made a statement such as that. At 3 a.m, we were smuggled out of the hotel and hidden in the Communist Party hotel in Tallinn, Estonia, because the KGB wanted me to make statements for them. And so the Latvians arranged to smuggle us out of the hotel. We were hid in this Communist Party hotel in Tallinn, Estonia for 4 days before we were finally put on a ship going to Helsinki, Finland. The Minister of Sports, 2 weeks later, was executed for crimes against the Soviet government. So it was sort of an intense situation at the time at a very high level.
Wow. How take us back to that moment. How scary was that? Because you had no idea what was going to happen.
It was very scary. I can remember sitting on the floor with my back to the door in case I fell asleep and they tried to get in. I would be awoken. And the thoughts kept going through my mind. The nearest person that could help me was over 400 miles away. We were in the middle of no place at the mercy of the Latvians, who sort of took us under their arms because they hated the Russians and didn't want anything to happen to us. But it's a scary situation. You don't know if you're going to be arrested. You don't know if they're going to kill you. I didn't know if I would ever get back to the United States. And so for a period of 4.5 days, it was very, very intense.
Wow. And where does this leave bobsledding?
Well, bobsledding was just a vehicle to get us there. And ironically, we arranged and had the two sleds that we had seen in the middle of the night brought out. They were put on a fishing boat and taken to Helsinki, Finland. The CIA flew them in a C-130 from Helsinki to London, where they were put on a postal plane and flown to Newark, New Jersey, where I picked them up, and I drove them down to the David Taylor Research Lab in Bethesda, Maryland, and they kept them for 3 months, finally released the two sleds and one set of runners, but the second set of runners, they wouldn't release. They wanted to continue testing them. So my friend at the General Electric Research and Development was convinced that they had molecules that would heat up when they were used on the ice. So,
wow.
So that's the concept, and we never was able to verify, but we were never able to get the runners back.
Yeah, no kidding. We're speaking with Norman Miller, and the book is called Inside the Cold War, and you can pick it up on Amazon.com. And now writing this book and reliving all of this crazy intrigue and spying and what you didn't know and bobsledding, etc., it had to be really kind of strange for you. What was that like, kind of a cathartic sort of feeling?
Well, it was. And after I wrote the first book, I Spy, I wanted to visit back there, and I went back in 1995 to St. Petersburg, which was the old Leningrad, and actually researched where a spy would be able to enter the Soviet Union and leave for this book. And so I actually lived through, even though it didn't happen, the fictional part of a spy's movements and how the government could extract somebody out of the Soviet Union undetected.
Wow. And what did you find out? That, yeah, what I lived was exactly what you could do.
Yes, that's exactly right.
And then you have this, so you have this fantastical, wild journey, and of course you have a wife back home, and she had to be worried sick, and could you tell her all this stuff once it all unfolded?
Well, over a period of time, I was able to share with her, you know, what had happened. She was home taking care of 4 children, and during all this time, we were there close to 7 weeks, and ironically, no cell phones back then, and I was able to make only one phone call to her in the middle of the night, which lasted about 2 minutes. So it was very uncomfortable for her and my 4 children.
Wow. What do they think now? I mean, here you are an author, the story is spreading. What do they think about that?
Well, they're excited, and they're very happy, and tell all the friends. Yeah, what the father had, crazy things her father had done.
Oh, wow, I love it. For you, it had to be kind of that surreal moment, though, right? When it all is said and done, you go back in the 90s, but what happened before that, you never, ever had any idea, like we said in the very beginning of this interview, that this is what was going on.
No. And actually what happens, and thankfully, I'm a career military person. I had a lot of training, but you really react on your instincts. And we were very naive in looking for technology for the sports and not aware of what was going on around us. And so as this began to unfold, we very quickly realized it was life-threatening. And then it becomes a matter of how do I survive? And you think very, very quickly about what your options could be. And when we were hidden in the Communist Party hotel, I think I went, believe it or not, close to 5 days without really getting a good night's sleep, because there's so much going on, and of course you don't know what to expect, so you're alert to whatever could happen, and it takes a toll on your body.
I can only imagine. And you can pick up Norman Miller's book, Inside the Cold War, on Amazon.com. And it's interesting to see where we are in history. And when you watch what has unfolded, like with the Soviet Union, et cetera, there's so much that you know decades before. It has to be kind of surreal for you to watch some of what we're hearing and seeing.
Yes. And you see it today. People are promoting socialism, and they really don't understand what people have gone through, that do go through, that live under a socialist rule. So we lived it firsthand.
Boy, no kidding. Hey, we have like a minute or so left. What do you hope people take away from reading your book?
Well, I hope people take away the reality of what actually goes on. The sports, you know, we talk about what the Olympic sports and everything, but the Olympics really aren't about sports. They're about money. And sports is just a product for conveying that. And so I think people need to look at the big picture. And we need the sports. It's a great thing. But there's a lot more to it than people really understand.
Yeah, they don't understand what the moving parts are and what could possibly be lurking, which is why Olympics especially, it's really wrapping your arms around really something that is very intricate, I think.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Wow. So Inside the Cold War, again, just an unbelievable story, what you lived through. And here you are, you're a family man. And as you said, military man. And then you have, again, this great fortune with the bobsled. But then who knew the kind of twist it would take? Kind of like when you ride a bobsled. That's what I think of in my head. I can almost picture you in the bobsled. And it's just a wild story. Norman, thank you so much for sharing it with all of us. And I'll tell everyone again, you can pick up Inside the Cold War on Amazon.com.
Thank you very much. It was nice chatting with you.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.